The greatest thing in this world is not so much where we stand as in what direction we are moving. Johann Wolfgang von Goethe. You are listening to the Main Event Man podcast. I'm your host, Roy Flash Gordon. I'm a fitness professional, pro wrestler, and men's coach, and I created this podcast to help men get off their asses, face their fears, and start living the life they've always wanted. Each week, I bring topics and thoughts to the table that will not only help you step into the main event of your world and shape your life into one you love, but also help you become a better man, not only for yourself, but for the people in your life and this world we live in. What's good, gang? Thanks for listening. Make sure you hit that subscribe button so you do not miss a single episode. Today might be a little short, a little sweet, a little simple, but I want to talk to you about that age-old question, what is my purpose? It's kind of hard to decide what that next big step is or how you can best spend your time if you don't know that final destination. Google Maps doesn't really work without the address of where you're trying to go. Sure, you can use it as a map and kind of just start heading south because you know that's the direction where the place you're going is, but good luck getting there soon or at all, really, without those coordinates. Life without purpose or goals determined by trying to fulfill a purpose is a lot like wandering around using Google Maps without a final destination put in there. You're not going anywhere, or you're just wasting time doing things that don't matter much to you or move your life in any specific direction. Time's passing you by and you're just going where it takes you at that point. One of the biggest results of men and anyone really lacking vulnerability is the fact that they have been held back on executing on what it is they really want to achieve in life. It probably isn't fair to say that this is an issue that everyone faces because a lot of people simply don't know what they want to do. They go to a job because they just got a job because they need to make a living. We all have to do that at some point. Then dissatisfaction or sadness or any combination of any of a lot of feelings bubble up because that's not where they want to be. Resentment, that's another big one, like you're being slighted by life. And then we don't talk about those feelings, but we sure do act out. Shitty behavior at work towards the people we work with or serve. It's kind of like we start to self-sabotage ourselves out of the situation that we're in. Then once out, people rarely take the time to reflect on, well, what do I want to do? And then they get another job just because they need money. And the cycle continues. So much like I wager that many men are unsatisfied with life because society has been making them detach from their ability to be vulnerable, I also wager many people are dissatisfied from a general lack of purpose and the fact that they're supposed to act as if things are okay and nothing needs to be fixed. We've all dealt with a disgruntled employee of some sort at probably almost any business you can think of who treats us like they don't want to deal with us and have probably thought, well, they shouldn't be mad at me because they make X dollars per hour. First, let's remember not to look down on any job or position because there are people all over the world making anywhere from minimum wage to millions of bucks who are fucking miserable because they aren't living a life they want to live. And more than likely, if you're listening to this, you've at some point thought, I don't get paid enough for this BS. And certainly a symptom that could be from whatever that BS you're facing. An accompanying symptom is probably the building frustration of being tasked with something that isn't truly what you want to be doing, something that isn't leading you to your true north. Because when you're living with purpose, the mundane tends to find its way to somehow being just right. And the BS is usually the kind that's worth it because you're facing it with your purpose in mind. Before I was a professional wrestler, I was a Brazilian jiu-jitsu practitioner. I got up to a purple belt. I loved my time there for the most part. But towards the end, I reached a great level of burnout because I knew there was more inside of me. I wanted the lights, the outfits, the drama of the professional wrestling world. And back then, I had all my reasons why I could not become a professional wrestler, which I obviously at some point got over my fear of rejection, my fear of failure in that area and took it on. But before I did that, I got to a point where I just depressed, tired, just super down, dragging ass whenever I got to the dojo. And I knew something had to change. It was just, I was damn near depressed, I'd even say. And it didn't feel like a hole I could pull myself out of. And when I made the decision to flip the switch and pursue wrestling, I don't know if there are many times in life that might have surpassed the level of fire and motivation and inspiration that I found and was able to use to propel myself forward. And while pro wrestling may not be my path anymore, it may be, but it may not be my purpose, it's definitely served its purpose and given me the ability to put myself in a position to inspire others using my story. Even doing this podcast is a bit of a performance. I can be a bit dramatic if I need to be, but giving me a skill set that gave me ability to stay on the path towards my purpose, which whether through jiu-jitsu, through being a police officer at some point, through being a professional wrestler, and now through being a men's coach, my purpose, I feel, is to share my story, use it to inspire, and help others sort of write their own. So I've been in that place when you're just down in the dumps doing something you're not necessarily loving or wanting to do. We all maybe find ourselves in that rut sometimes, even when you've gotten your passion, your purpose, and you just need a little redirection or a tiny adjustment to get you to that true north. So how do you determine your purpose? Here's one way. Ikigai, which loosely translates to life's purpose, is a Japanese ideology that has been attributed to a long life expectancy of the people in Okinawa and Kyoto, Japan, where the ideology is widely practiced. Both places had some of the highest numbers of people in their 90s and 100s as compared to populations of other parts in Japan. And one factor that people say majorly contributes, or something the people there all have in common, is using Ikigai and using that to help them find a hobby or something that gets them up in the morning and keeps them active. So Ikigai has four foundations that help individuals gain clarity on what a fulfilling purpose would be for them. They come in the form of questions. So you're going to want to whip out those journals, just because pen and paper is always mightier than just letting those answers float around in your brain. So here are the four questions. What do I love? What am I good at? How can I make money? What does the world need? And you sit down and ponder these things at the intersection of those four questions, you will find your purpose. Is it as easy as journaling on these questions? Of course not. But it can get your juices flowing and get you some leads on what you'd rather be doing if you don't know that already. It might even add clarity to your vision if you need more of it. The what do I love question can be a little tricky, but that is where the whole thing really starts. So here are a few more questions I got from a book called Grit by Angela Duckworth. That'll help you go a little bit deeper into what you're passionate about, and hopefully helps you ask the what do I love question. It's what do I like to think about? Where does my mind wander? What do I really care about? What matters most to me? How do I enjoy spending my time? And what do I find absolutely unbearable? It's said that we all have a duty to live our passion, and if we don't have one, our job is to find one. Only you can pull that out of yourself. The best place to start is by asking yourself the right questions. I can see the answers for me to these questions pretty clearly, pretty easily. Definitely, what do I find absolutely unbearable? And I feel pretty at ease, and it makes me feel like I'm on the right track thinking about those answers. And if I found that I wasn't feeling that way, like that I was on the right track, I'd be itching to take some action big time. So if it's you sitting in that space where you don't feel like you're on the right track after answering these questions, I invite you to take action. Any action that gets you closer to fulfilling that purpose, or at least living your life trying to fulfill that purpose. You'll be surprised how much that small step can open up for you. And before I'm done, I want to remind you that we are 1 week out from the drawing for the $250 giveaway. Again, simply rate and review on Apple Podcasts before March 3rd. Screenshot the review, DM it to me on Instagram at RoyFlashGordon, and you'll be entered to win. www.royflashgordon.com to see if I can help you move closer to your purpose. Thanks again. Talk soon.